has this ball been, practice has been normalcy compared to the other two you've been? Has this been the same with the coaching staff change? Has everything pretty much the same for the last couple of years?
Yeah. It's pretty much been the same. Coach Banks kind of tailored, some things a little bit, whether it's, things that we do during practice or the practice times or whatnot. But other than that, it's pretty much been the same of what, Coach Sumlin has done. And, I mean, because it's what we're used to. I mean, if Coach Banks were to come in and just revamp the whole thing, it'd be different, and I don't think we'd be able to practice to the best of our ability. So, Coach Banks has done an awesome job with that, and I think we're fully prepared.
With the business decision that you have in your future, does it help you understand a little bit what's going on with these coaches? And like you talked about them having to put food on the table for their families and stuff like that, maybe more so than when you were a freshman or a sophomore? The dynamics behind it all?
Yeah, it's kind of tough to say. I mean, obviously, it's different for sure from when I was a freshman. At the end of the day, it's tough, for them and, for us. I mean, because most of those coaches recruited us to come here. And, we have a special relationship with all of them. And, obviously it sucks, to see that happen. And just to see how much work they put in. And they were on the same type of mission we were at the beginning of the season. So the dynamics are a little different. But, it's obviously different from my freshman year as well.
Did Coach Fisher ever step in at all during practice or have any kind of input on anything along the way?
No, he was, 100%, hands off. And, when he was at practice, he was just evaluating, looking at guys, seeing how practices ran and whatnot. And, I had a, one-on-one meeting with him about a week and a half ago. And, that was really well, went really well. And, just kind of talking about my future and, what I want to do. And, he's just, asking about things, maybe that could be fixed and whatnot, and just asking about players and whatnot. So, excited for, what he's going to bring, to this program. And, he's been awesome during the bowl practice.
Did he make a recruiting pitch all over again to you? Did you feel like you were being recruited again?
No, he was doing real, real, respectful of either way, we were talking, and he was kind of open to whatever, if I, wanted to leave or wanted to come back, and, just the possibilities and whatnot. We kind of, hit every aspect. So, he was awesome.
Christian, for you, already having a relationship with Coach Banks and being there on special teams, do you feel like that's made the transition easier for you? And I guess you could say a lot of guys with him getting into the interim role.
Oh, 100%. Once we – we're told that he's going to be named the interim head coach. We're all excited. We're all pumped up just because, we know what type of energy he brings, and every guy on the team has a great relationship with him. And I've had a relationship with him, since I was a sophomore in high school. And so, obviously being real close with him and, seeing him get this opportunity, it's definitely awesome, and, proud of him for that. And, he's done an awesome job with all of us. And, I could always see him being a head coach one day, and, he's definitely, taking on that role well.
What is it about him? I mean, just talking with him, he's a good communicator. You can get that just from speaking with him. But anything particular that stands out to you that you think, he could be a head coach?
Mm-hmm. I think you kind of hit the nail on the head. Is, he can be a great – he's a great communicator, and his sense of authority, at times, he can, be cool and, and whatnot. But when it's time to coach and really time to coach somebody up, he can really get on you. And, guys are always listening, when he's talking. And, he's the only voice in the room whenever he's speaking. So I think, that's, two of the main important things about, being a head coach. And, he does a great job of it.
You've probably already been asked this, but I got here a little bit late. As far as your decision goes, you plan on announcing right after the bowl game, or are you going to take a little time?
I'll probably take a little time. Probably right after the new year is, when I'm planning to announce, and just time to be able to, one, take my mind away from football and just kind of, relax a little bit. It's been a long season and, going through a lot of stuff. So, and then evaluate my family, going over my draft grade after the game with Coach Banks. So, once I do that and just, weigh all my options, then I'll go ahead and make that decision.
Have you taken a look at your draft grade yet, or is that something you're just going to wait until after the bowl game?
Wait till after the bowl game. Coach Banks said after the bowl game, you know, that we will go ahead and go over that. It's in right now, but I haven't been able to see it yet.